With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At least two people have been killed in rough weather in the Pacific Northwest.
The storm system is being called a bomb cyclone. Strong winds and heavy rain. Trees are down. Power is out. Some falling trees got very close to this man near Seattle.
Landed, you know, far enough behind me where I was like going to be safe, but I didn't know that in the moment.
A tree fell onto Wendy Harrington's house.
It felt explosive or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass.
She spoke to Como TV. Some parts of Oregon could get as much as 16 inches of rain. The system is moving into Northern California. Flash flooding and rock slides are possible. Heavy, wet snow is expected in mountain areas. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Venezuelan man has been convicted of murder in the killing of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. Jose Ibarra was charged with murder and other crimes in Riley's death last February. The guilty verdict was reached Wednesday by Athens Clark County, Georgia Superior Court Judge H. Patrick Haggard. Now, Ibarra had waived his right to a jury trial, meaning that Haggard alone heard and then decided the case.
Count one, malice murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count two, felony murder, I find the defendant guilty. Count three, felony murder, I find the defendant guilty. Count four, felony murder, I find the defendant guilty.
President-elect Donald Trump vowing to repeal President Biden's artificial intelligence policy when he returns to the White House. In the meantime, AI experts from a number of countries are gathering in San Francisco this week. They're discussing AI safety measures. This is SRN News. Well, the Holy Bible may be coming soon to Texas public schools.
Texas public schools could use teachings from the Bible in lessons as an option for students from kindergarten through fifth grade under a proposal before the State Board of Education. Testimony was heard Monday for and against the plan. It mirrors Republican-led efforts in other states to incorporate religious teaching into public school classrooms. The board is expected to hold a final vote on the measure Friday. The curriculum, designed by the state's public education agency, would allow teachings from the Bible and concepts such as the Golden Rule. Jeremy House reporting.
Advocates for Christian education have been finding ways to help religious schools qualify for state funds. The practice could expand as backers have an ally now in Donald Trump. One new approach has already emerged in Ohio. This is SRN News. United Nations authorizing the first monkeypox vaccine for children in an attempt to control the Congo outbreak. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
In a statement, the UN Health Agency said it had approved the mpox vaccine made by a Japanese company, KM Biologics, for use in children over 1 year of age as a single dose. Earlier this month, the charity Save the Children said that cases among children younger than 18 had increased by more than 130% in Congo, noting that there were now more than 25,000 cases. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Mexico's president says the government there investigating an alleged ransomware hack of her administration's legal affairs office after what appeared to be samples of personal information from a database of government employees posted online. Website CyberNews says a group called Ransom Hub may be responsible. More details at SRNnews.com.